And I've got a... Okay.
Okay.
And I've got an error.
Bob, we got 2087YC Henry.
Yeah, and that's supposed to say that it's located at 2087 Yandell Cove Road, but that's not what I show. But I do show the correct location, just didn't have the correct address.
And Cove Road?
Yandell Cove. Off of MM. Yeah.
MM20. I believe I've been there.
Yeah. Lord Frank Arnold used to raise emus. Oh, he's on down past the water tower, buddy. You know Frank?
Yeah, surveyed it.
And I'll let the applicant explain what's proposed here.
You want to come on up?
Sure. My name is Dean Donat, and I live one lot down below that. If you see that bottom driveway there, not that one, but the next one down.
Okay, the next one.
There you go. Okay. That's, with the circle drive right there.
Yeah.
That's our house. We built that about 2 years ago. We moved from our farm in Cedar Creek, a farm of about 30 years. So it's a new way of living. Anyways, the proposed property there, we bought in February and bought it mainly because it seemed like a decent deal and it was a mess. It was run down. It had an incinerator toilet. I had no septic sewer system or anything, and I just saw it as my neighbors are going to be a crack house or something. So yeah, and it's so isolated, and the house is right in the middle. So my wife and I decided to buy it. I got out of the rental business about 7 years ago and thought never again, and now I've got one. Originally, it was intended to be a night or a monthly rental, my background in that. But then as we were looking at it and talked to other people, the prospects of turning it into a nightly rental sounded like it made a lot of sense for a lot of different reasons. Some of those being that the house is centrally located on the property. It has three bedrooms. It's not a real big house, and so it's not going to be like a motel or something. It's going to be a nightly rental. Our dream is to have, and we've completely gutted it. We put in a whole new sewer system and everything, all new electric, all new plumbing, fixing it up in every way, granite countertops, tore out all the granite and everything. And as we've been doing this, our dream has been to kind of make it into something, just a very special little place. The kitchen is large, and it has all new appliances and everything with granite countertops, like I said. And we want people that... we'll just enjoy it. Our property butts up to the Army Corps property and then the lake. So you're right there by the lake, and it's 10 acres, and there's two sets of funds, twin funds, growing up there now. And so we just see it as an ideal place to have a family or an elderly couple or, grandparents and parents and grandkids and things. And there's plenty of room for a fishing boat and parking. And like I said, it's all new sewer system and everything. So didn't really plan on getting in that business, but it just seemed to work.
Can you zoom in on the house portion, please?
That's about as tight as I've got, unfortunately. Those don't give me a whole lot more.
Is that parking there, what you see on the southeast side of the house there?
Yeah, the driveway comes up here, and then this is actually an addition that was put on a long time ago, too. It's all part of it. It'll ultimately be a great room, but there is...
Okay, so that is part of the building.
That's part of the building?
That's part of the building.
That's right.
Okay.
Randy's at.
Okay, yeah. And then you can't really see it right in this picture, but there's
probably a half a dozen little parking places there. It's a circular drive that goes right in front of that great room, what will be the great room.
Have you completed your renovation?
Just about. We're down to the fine-tuning stuff, touch-up painting. We haven't gotten any furniture, but we have all the appliances and everything, and my wife is sewing curtains for it all and everything, and so we're getting close. Our original goal when we bought it in February was to have it as just a normal rental somewhere like May, and then as we started to change in the remodeling part of it, at some point you have to decide what you're going to do with it. And so everything slowed down when we decided to try to turn it into a nightly rental. And the process of all this is something we didn't really know about, basically. And then somebody told us that, you need to have a permit. So went and saw about it. Okay. I don't know what else to tell you about it.
Anybody else got any questions?
I got Bob. Is it required that they have to be sprinklered, or is that just?
Yeah. The fire district does have a requirement, and we talked some about that.
We did, and I called Central Taney County. I spoke with Char there, and she didn't think that it required it. I'm waiting for a call back from them to meet with them and have them inspect it and then follow whatever guidelines they have. I'm hoping that they don't require a sprinkler, but...
I'd kind of forgotten, with this one falling within the Central Taney County Fire Protection District, I don't know that they are... I'm not positive that they are requiring fire suppression, but Western does. Western is.
I don't think Central does. We've talked about our church. If you have over 300 people, you'd have to have it. But right now, they're saying no.
Yeah.
I'd have to slice them real thin to get 300 people in there.
Yeah.
Clear out a little more.
How do they figure? Where to stop that at?
If you're
300 or 100, how do they figure it out?
I don't know. That's just what the. That's even in the. Oh, it's not the Boca rules, it's the U.S. rules or building codes.
I still don't know how they figure from 100 to 300. I mean,
no, so if you have over 300 people, you would have to have sprinklers.
Yeah, but where did they come up with that point?
I don't know.
That's another subject. We're working. I thought maybe you might know. We'll see you. Anybody got any more questions? Do what?
I think it was August 8th.
August 8th. We'll see you August 8th.
Thank you.
Bear Creek Farms.
And it's located at 932 Keithley Road. Let the applicant explain what's proposed here.
I've got a couple of pages to. Can I pass them out?
Oh yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay, just some informational stuff about what we do out there. Kind of what. But basically, what. When I originally talked to y'all a year or so ago, we were considered agricultural, and then we had a complaint, I think, and that raised the question as to whether we were agricultural or not, and so I applied for. Bob said I needed to apply for Division 3, so I did. But what I'm trying to do now is trying to defend the position of staying agricultural. It's what I would like to do. And this one chart that's got a bunch of letters on it, that just identifies all the different kinds of trees that I've got in the apple orchard.
Here, you gave me two of them. Did you mean two?
And the other sheet is... I'm having trouble seeing it. I just came from the eye doctor, and my eyes are really out of focus. Do you want me to kind of defend why I think it should be agricultural, or is that what we're doing right now? Or I didn't know whether you wanted me to do that or not, but if you don't have an objection, I will.
No, go ahead. Okay. While these boys is reading this.
Well, as it says there in number one, 90% of my time is spent producing these crops. Every day I'm either pruning trees, I'm spraying trees, I'm building fence, I'm putting up netting to keep the crows out, to keep the squirrels out. I'm weed eating, I'm feeding the honeybees, I'm robbing the honeybees for the honey, and then we pick the fruit, we plow the garden, just every day I'm doing something. So 90% of my time is spent in an agricultural effort. And likewise, most of my money is spent on the land, the trees, the bees, tractors, farm equipment, fencing, netting, chemicals, fertilizer. We have a very small inventory of non-agricultural products. My wife does. She's made a few quilts, probably two or three, and she's got three or four, I don't know what they call them, throws, I think they call them, in there. She got a few baskets. But those are all there just to give women something to look at, while they're in the store. We actually haven't sold any. The only thing we're selling is honey and our produce. That's what we're selling. And that's what the barn is for. I've got an acre and a half apple orchard, 133 trees, 2 acre peach orchard, 140 trees, got a half acre of grapes, got 8 honeybee hives. We raise alpacas, chickens. I'm getting ready to start raising quail and pheasant. We got this 1400 square foot barn. It's got a honey extracting room in it, got a kitchen where we bottle the honey, clean up all the, because we got hot water, and we need hot water to clean up the extractor and the pots and pans. We do, this may be the catcher, I don't know, but we have.
Hey, Bob, have you got a list of all the things that he was wanting to do at one time that you could put up on the screen? Oh, you already got them up there?
I mean, I've just got a few things from the website. Basically, kind of what prompted this is...
What's the dinner at the barn deal? Are you charging $25 a person?
Yeah. We just invite people to come out and have dinner. And we cater we don't cook it ourselves. We have a caterer come in and feed them. And then we give them tours around the farm. They play games. We've got a nature trail. They walk the nature trail. They go through the orchards, and we do that twice. We've done that twice this year, and that's basically what it is. We use the produce from the garden, apples from the apple trees, and it's basically just to showcase the farm and to just promote the farm is why we do that. If we didn't do that, we would sit out there and twiddle our thumbs because we're too far out in the country.